And now, we're going to magic you away to the Brooklyn Academy of Music, Snap Judgment, live.
Now then, I was with my girlfriend, Rini. What she didn't know was that I had a wedding ring in my pocket. It was her birthday. And she liked stuff to season to the future, tea leaves and meditative stuff and all these things that I didn't believe in. But she said, "What did you get me? What'd you get me? What'd you get me? What'd you get me?" Hold on. I got you an appointment to see the number one Vedic astrologer in the country. It starts in 40 minutes. You are the best boyfriend ever. I am. And she's going on about what she's going to ask, what she's going to ask. She likes to see the future, see something into the distance. And I don't know what she's saying because in my head, I've got this Marathi script going. I'm trying to memorize to ask her parents for her hand in marriage. Mia, Adarpranada, Yanana. Mia, Adarpranada, Yanana. And I'm trying to do this thing. See, Marathi is a language from Western India. And it turns out that there's lots of Marathis. And I was studying the wrong one for 3 weeks. But I finally got it right. There's a book in the back of the University of Michigan grad library, and I translated everything out. What's going over? Mia, Adarpanapa, Yup Lapa, can't get it right. Doing the best I can. And I'm doing this because Rini's parents are old school. They don't play this switching castes, switching communities, switching cultures. They were introduced to each other by a matchmaker 2 weeks before they got married. They consulted the stars, they consulted the elders, they consulted the charts, and decided they would get married at 3:30 in the morning, a.m. on a Tuesday, because that was the most auspicious date to provide for a happy community and a happy marriage. Now, they're not gonna have some random black dude come messing up with 2,000 years of culture, or as her cousin called me, that black bastard. But this is America. America, love comes first. So I take her to see the astrologer, a little brown woman with a bindi on her forehead, and she's like, "Glenn, she's so pretty, you didn't tell me that. He's been calling me every day for months. Is this gonna be a couple's appointment?" Y'all do your spooky fortune teller stuff by yourself. I'll be back in an hour. And I take off, and I'm getting that script in my head, Mia, Dada Panaka, Yanana, Mia, Dada Panaka, Yanana, and I'm thinking about the first time that we started hanging out. We were first study partners. And she said, "You know, if we're gonna kick it, you gotta learn something about my culture." I went to her spot, and there is this figurine on a table with a monkey's head. What's that? That's Hanumanji. It's a god of love and devotion. And she said it in a way that I should be paying attention, so I started paying attention. And then she went into a closet and she got out this long drum with a head on both ends, and she straddled it. And she started it with this beat. And I swear to God, it was the most erotic thing I had ever seen. Things about to get imminent. I didn't say that. What I said was, hey, if we're going to kick it, you got to learn about my culture too. At least what's left of it. My culture comes through food. So I fixed her a plate of my grandmother's collard greens with red beans and rice, and I watched as she ate it, and she was enjoying every bite. Oh my God, Glenn, this is so good. This is so good. And you made them vegetarian. Yep. Such a liar. But she ate every bite anyway. And she got up, and she came and she sat down next to me, and she put her head on my shoulder, and I felt like I won a cosmic lottery. Lucky. I'm thinking all this, and my hour has already gone past, and I get back to the astrologer's place, and Rini's trembling. The astrologer lady, she won't even look at me. What happened? Let's go. I take Rini outside. What'd she say about me? You know I love you, right? That's what she said. What's the problem? Sometimes, Glenn, love is not enough. And I'm like, I'm feeling this weight of this culture and this language and these things and these people and Hanuman and stuff. I'm like, darling, you're making something simple into something hard. It was a couple weeks later, we're walking in a park, and she says, we can't do this anymore. Because of astrology? Because of who I am? This is not something you can join. And when she ran away crying, I didn't take it sitting down. I kept that ring, and I thought, you know what? This gets me a little bit more time to get my mariachi right. Mia, Darbarnaka, Yanara. And I kept practicing until I got a call from her cousin who told me that Rini went to India, and that was code for Rini got engaged to someone else. And I just remember falling. I can't recall even the next few days, but I heard she got back to town and had set a wedding date. And friends, mutual friends, started flying in. Some of them thought they were attending my wedding now. And I was at my table, at my desk, trying to get my mind right, reading, writing, doing something, and I hear her walk towards my door. I hear her come right up against my door frame. I hear her put her head against my door. I listen as she waits. And then knocks really, really softly. When she walked away. And I let her go because I knew even then she would never let this happen. This was not going to go down. Until it did. She took another man's ring. I heard she was a beautiful bride. I took my ring to the astrologer's house, up and down one side of her car. Right? Wonder if she foretold that. And a long while went by, and I was exactly where I was not supposed to be, in a dive bar, when I met her. not her, her. This woman who I knew I was going to marry, like I was seeing my own future. I went home and told that very thing to my roommate. I'm getting married to the woman I met today. And I did. And it's been easy like Sunday morning. Two big head kids, love, all that stuff. And it was just last year when, in search of other people's stories, I went to India. In India, flew into New Delhi. But India was cool with this crush of people, the little kids, the street food, and the music, and the dance, and I was having a fantastic time. But in the middle of New Delhi is this six-story temple to Hanuman, which I did not want to go to. I had to go to. And I started walking through this temple, and it's beautiful. These pictures, these frescoes, these scrolls. And at one point, it's like I can see through one of the pictures. I am transfixed. I don't even know what's happening. And this temple master, he comes up to me and he says, "Would you like me to explain some of these pictures that you see?" I said, "Ganesha, Krishna, Parvati, that's Hanuman carrying the mountain." "You seem a little bitter." And so I told him the same story I'm telling you. And he listened. We sat there and he listened. And he said, "Glenn, if everything you knew, your God, your family, your belief, your culture, if you had to trade it all for a promise, would you do it? Or would you make the same decision that this Rini made?" I thought about it. And I realized I would.
Snap judgment. New York, we are so happy to be here. Thank you for this welcome.
The original score for that piece was composed by Alex Mandel. It was performed by Alex and the Snap Players, David Brandt and Tim Frick. Share the film version of this story with someone you care about. Available right now at snapjudgment.org. And if you're anywhere near beautiful downtown Oakland, we're putting on a brand new live show featuring the closer James Judd, Josh Healy, and more, Saturday, February 27th. Get tickets at snapjudgment.org.